Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Dank for CCR to House Bill 1097.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1097 by Dank of the House and Brogdon of the Senate, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Dank, you're recognized to explain your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1097 merely creates a task force to examine how transferable tax credits have been issued, managed, and redeemed in the past, and to propose rules for how we issue transferable tax credits in the future. I move adoption, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Questions on the report? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Representative Dank, why just transferable tax credits?
Transferable tax credits, Representative Reynolds, and one of the reasons I want to study this is because there are a different form of tax credits that they've come up with in recent years whereby they can be given to one company and exchanged like securities or that to other companies who can then use them as credits against their tax obligations, and they're totally unrelated to that industry. So they actually become just like commodities or securities that can be bought and sold and traded. And I'm not sure that that's even within the purview of what the state law and the state constitution says is legal.
Representative Wesselhoff, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Dank, unlike Representative Wright, sometimes I don't know when a tax credit is transferable or not. Is there something that throws up a red flag to let us know when a tax credit is transferable? Is there a magic language?
They are described in the law as transferable, that they can be transferred from the person who gets them to some other entity that can use them to fulfill their tax obligations. Yes, that is in the law.
Members of the House will come to order. Take your conversations outside. Members are having trouble hearing the answers to the questions.
Did you need me to answer that again, Representative Wesselhoff?
Members, the House will come to order. Take your seats. Take your conversations outside. Representative Wesselhoff, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No, I caught part of that, Representative Dank. What I'm trying to get at, and I know Representative Wright is an expert on this, but when you're looking at a bill, what is it that tells you that a tax credit is transferable? What language are we looking for?
The word transferable. It will say in the bill itself that it is transferable from the person who's receiving or the company or the organization that's receiving the tax credit, that it can be transferred to somebody else to use against their tax obligations to the state.
Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, you've been around this building a long time. You've been in this bill. You've been elected as long as I have. Would you agree with me, or at least I'd hope you might agree, that an interim study on the issue, which has been done, I think, more than once, would accomplish the same goal as your task force? Why didn't we go the interim study route instead of the official task force route?
There are a lot of advantages to the task force that you don't have with an interim study. We'll have people on there from the governor's office who will participate in this. We'll be able to bring people in and pay their expenses to come in. We'll be writing a report for the legislature before at the end of the task force. So there are a lot of reasons, I think, that benefit us to have a task force. There will be more focus on it.
Representative Dank moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 1097. Will there be debate? Seeing the debate, all those in favor of adopting the report say aye. All those opposed, nay. Chairs in doubt. Clerk Hawkins, machine for division. Representative Kiesel votes no. Declare the vote.
52 aye, 19 nay.
Received a majority vote. I declare the CCR to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1097 by Dank of the House and Brogdon of the Senate, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Dank moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, question before the House, shall the bill pass? Clerk Clock with machine, starting sounds, roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1097. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Morgan. Representative Pittman. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative Shelton votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives DeWitt, Nelson, Sullivan, Blackwell, Dorman, Williams, Walker, Reniger, and Glenn, do you care to vote? Representative Nelson, Representative Sullivan. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
64-aye, 29-nay.
Having received a majority of votes elected in constitution of the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Clerk will now activate the machine for the vote on the emergency. Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Hamilton votes aye. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative Tibbs votes aye. Representative Bands, Representative Coody, Representative Blackwell, Dorman, Williams, Morgan, Kiesel, Walker, Reniger, Shelton, and Glenn, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
61-aye, 31-nay.
Having failed to receive two-thirds of votes elected in constitution, I declare the emergency to have failed. Representative Dank.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to revisit the vote on the emergency at a later time.
Journal so reflect. Mr. Floor Leader.